The sociopath advantage. I've been thinking a lot lately how in this Western world, especially America, I'd say, this country really rewards sociopathic behavior. It really rewards very low conscious, thinking, very demonic, level, of thinking and acting and feeling. Everything that they tell you to chase, everything they tell you to strive for is materialistic. It's status, it's money, it's cars, it's the most physically attractive woman you can find. Everything is so just shallow and demonic. And in order to get ahead in this world, it's becoming very clear to me that you have to become a sociopath to get by. Because any decent, natural, normal, loving person could not function morally in this environment. You have to kill those things and literally become a sociopath to climb to the top and to get whatever you want, if you have any sort of dreams or aspirations, in this society. And the sad thing is, it doesn't just apply to like careers and jobs. It applies to women as well. Women in this country are not raised to appreciate and honor a good man. They're raised to use and extort good men, and then love and respect and appreciate the sociopathic man, the sociopath who does the least for them and treats them the worst. Because they feel so bad about themselves, the only love they can appreciate is abuse from a man that doesn't care about them, They want to be treated the way they view themselves. They view themselves as worthless, so they appreciate a man that treats them like garbage, because that's how they view themselves. And it's funny how in every aspect of this life, because the thing about me, I'm not gonna lie, I'm still a result-oriented person. So I've put on the mask of the sociopath, from time to time when I need to, just to get certain things done. I'm careful not to become that. I do the best I can to not let it consume me. And I always remind myself, look, in an ideal society, being a loving, decent person is the right way. But in this environment, you've got to do what you got to do to get by. I got a job recently, right? Because I got fired from another one, so I got another job. And I did a few interviews right before I got this job. Now, in the interviews where I was just a decent, normal person, and I'm like, yeah, this is what I bring to the table. These are my values. This is what I can do for the company. These are my skills. I didn't get those jobs. When I was just normal, level-headed, and just expressed my skills and talents, I didn't get those jobs. The jobs I got were the ones where I acted like a complete sociopath. They're like, the interviewer's like, why do you want to work here? And I'm like, money. He's like, what do you think you can do for us? I'm like, I can make money. He's like, how do you get the money? I'm like, I call him up and I sell the product and I make 1,000 calls a day, whatever it takes. Go get the money. Go get the money. Whatever it takes. Like, are you comfortable? Cold calling people and just asking for what you want and taking their money. I'm gonna take the money. Like, that's literally what I said. Like, I'm gonna take the money. And the guy's like, yeah, all right, you're hired. And I literally got the job and I'm like, wow. So that's what it takes. You gotta just be this ruthless fucking, Donald Trump like tyrant, stomp, 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 get the money, go, fuck everybody. Like, that's the society we live in. And not only does your employer reward that kind of behavior, but women reward that kind of behavior as well. It's the sociopath advantage. You want to know? Here's the thing. I was talking to my friend yesterday about this too. Guys think that there's only two ways to deal with women, right? There's actually three, but the first two are traps. The third one is the only one that actually works. The first one is to be the beta male provider, which we all know is horrible and doesn't work. The second one that guys get so caught up in is thinking, I gotta be the alpha male. I gotta be dominant. I've gotta discipline her and let her know who's in charge. And that doesn't work either. Because in this society, women know that they have the government. They know they have power over you. They laugh when you try to be an alpha male. They laugh when you try to dominate and discipline them. They've been wild and free their entire lives. Why are they going to be disciplined now? They're like, nah, fuck you. The only thing that works is to be the sociopath. You have to be the guy that lets her be free, right? Lets her run around and slut it up, whatever. But literally gives no fucks. You never really call her. You never text her. Anytime she wants to hang out with you, she has to, chase you. You're fun and wild and free, and you don't try to control her. But at the same time, she can feel deep down that you really just don't give a fuck about her, and that she's easily replaceable, and that she's one of many. Now, this is insane and this is dysfunctional as fuck, right? When you guys hear me say this shit, this isn't even cool. Like, I'm not even proud of this, but this is the society we live in. So, like I said, not only does this work with your career, but with women, by them feeling that you are the guy that is the least attached to them, you become the most valuable guy in their mind. Because you gotta think of it this way, right? An attractive woman has so many guys coming after her. She has the guys that are trying to be her beta male providers, and she has the guys that are trying to dominate her and discipline her and be the man. She has all of those different kinds of men coming at her. The only way to stand out in a beautiful woman's mind that's getting showered with attention is to be the one guy that truly never gave a fuck. And that's very hard to do. It's much easier said than done. So when you pull this off, when you're the guy who just never really gave her attention. When you guys had sex or hung out, you never called her back. You never chased at all. You become like the ultimate mind fuck, And this is like some sociopathic shit, right? But it's the sociopath advantage. And she'll always wonder in the back of her mind, why did this one guy literally invest nothing in me? Why did he not chase at all? Who does he think he is? It's the only way to one up the rich guys and the good looking guys and the beta males and whatever. You literally have to be like a fucking complete sociopath. You literally have to be a complete sociopath to stand out. You have to be so radically different from everyone else. And and like I said, this applies to every aspect of American culture. This is with the money, with the women, with whatever. Even arguably, depending on who your guy friends are, this shit could even work with your guy friends. If your guy friends are really like bitch made enough, this shit could work with men too, It's really just pathetic. It's a pathetic fucking culture we live in, and it's really just a disgrace that it's come to this. But I've been implementing the strategy and it's been working very well. I got a job, I have multiple women that I'm, having sex with, and it's just like whatever. I have just like a rotation going now because they can just see that there's no love there, there's no caring, and that's the guy they always think about. They always want to be chasing. I don't know what it is about America, but everyone here is always fucking chasing something. So you got to give them something to chase. Trying to dominate them doesn't really work, and trying to provide for them doesn't really work. You've always got to be the one that got away. And only someone with a sociopath mindset can really pull that off. But anyways, guys, that's the sociopath advantage.